Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. Now, here we're talking about government shutdown. And remember, we've been talking about the Alinsky tactics from Rules for Radicals that these 13, we're realizing these tactics are being used. The president taught these tactics for 4 years. Hillary Clinton actually wrote a thesis on these tactics that's now sealed, to my knowledge, still. They won't let us see what she wrote, but we're actually probably seeing it in her fruit. And then he worked for, reportedly for, Saul Alinsky, who, by the way, wrote the book in 1971. And just so everybody would know in the context of that, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. was assassinated in 1968. So he had no say-so over this book. So nobody can say that he actually had anything to do with this book.
Support it. Yeah.
It's like dedicated to Lucifer. I don't think so. Dr. King would not have anything to do with something like that. And we're going to show that in the future. So you understand that it's just, you know, don't let a crisis go to waste.
Sure.
You know, as was said in the White House in the very beginning. And so what you're seeing is we're being organized with the Alinsky tactics so that the conflict, remember, polarize to organize. And then you pick this target and then you start pushing, causing conflict. And then you unpolarize and you settle. Well, that's what happened 1 year ago. When our president was speaking on behalf of Planned Parenthood, because Congress said we're not going to fund Planned Parenthood because they are aborting children, which we know, spiritually speaking, that that's offerings to Moloch, God hated the most, which seems to be really, I mean, it's amazing how the church picks out all these different sins, but in regards to killing children, hold on a second. If I was going to go, okay. I think killing people is higher than anything else right here.
Murdering.
We got to stop innocent bloodshed. God, the reason why God was going to deal with and dealt with Israel is because of the innocent bloodshed, 55 plus million. So understand, 1 year ago, he was saying, I'm not going to sign the bill, which means the government shutdown, same situation, over not funding abortions. Mm. Although he talked about the other things they did, statistically, it's a huge number of abortions that Planned Parenthood does, even to the point of doing them over Skype, where doctor Skypes in, push a button in a drawer. You can see it on the VFN torch. But let's listen to whitehouse.gov, President Barack Obama speaking to Planned Parenthood. And you can see everybody's watching us here on WHBR. I want to give a big shout out to WHBR. We're so glad to join you today and kind of keeping us up what's happening right now. Don't be so quick to be able to throw the baby out with the bathwater. Realize your representatives are representing you well. Let's listen to the president speak to Planned Parenthood about funding.
For you and for most Americans, protecting women's health is a mission that stands above politics. And yet over the past year, you've had to stand up to politicians who want to deny millions of women the care they rely on and inject themselves into decisions that are best made between a woman and her doctor. Let's be clear here. Women are not an interest group. They're mothers and daughters and sisters and wives. They're half of this country, and they're perfectly capable of making their own choices about their health. So we're grateful that through it all, you never forgot who you're fighting for. The woman with a new lease on life because a mammogram caught her cancer in time. The woman who can sleep easier at night because of a cervical cancer screening. The woman who is able to choose when to start a family because she could afford contraception. So when some professional politicians casually say that they'll get rid of Planned Parenthood, don't forget what they're really talking about. Eliminating the funding for preventive care that millions of women rely on and leaving them to fend for themselves. That's why last year, when Republicans in Congress threatened to shut down the government unless we stopped funding Planned Parenthood, I had a simple answer. No. But we know this debate is far from over. We must continue to send a message loud and clear. If you truly value families, you shouldn't play politics with a woman's health. That's why I know that Planned Parenthood will continue providing care no matter what. I know you'll never stop fighting to protect the health care and the choices that America's women deserve. And as long as I have the privilege of being your president, neither will I. Thanks.
We're seeing where he's talking to Planned Parenthood in the context of saying, you know, we're not going to, and he's right in regards to making sure that women's health are taken care of. But the issue is they merge murder with women's health.
Right.
You know,
yeah.
It's like, of course, you know, and that's reframing the
sure.
the issue.
The narrative.
Who doesn't want to take care of our daughters, our wives, our sisters? I mean, who doesn't? But the large percentage of the daughters and sons that are murdered in the womb that they do, that was the issue part. It
sure.
wasn't that. And so they merged it and saw they would never say, they just say, you know, a woman has a right to choose in the context mm-hmm. of that, and that she can plan. This is what Planned Parenthood means. Think about it, the whole name is Planned Parenthood.
Mm.
It means this is an unplanned pregnancy that I wouldn't want my daughter to suffer through. Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so this is what quote, right? That was the quote of the president, something of that nature. I mm-hmm. wouldn't want my daughter to, his life to be
changed, altered, something like that.
Yeah, because she has an unwanted pregnancy, an unplanned child, and which means to take the child out.
Mm.
And so Planned Parenthood means, sorry, son, daughter, you know, we're going to take you out. Understand, the government was being threatened to be shut down, not going to sign the budget because of not putting their funding from your tax dollars to sacrifice children to Moloch. You can find out more about that on the VFN torture related links.
You know, we just finished talking about the abortions and what has happened and how the president a year ago today was actually supporting Planned Parenthood and the funding of a program that literally supports the murder of children, you know, and all in context of, you know, the threat of shutting down the government. When you look at how many children have been murdered since 1973, Roe versus Wade, what's exciting, you know, what just really gets you just infuriated over what has happened is that it's 138 children. 138 children that have been murdered every single hour. 138. And two every single minute.
Wow.
That's devastating. That's devastating that the blood has just been let out that way. Lord, we just continue to pray, dear God, end abortion and send revival.
We're so excited to be able to tell you about our new expanded audience. We're going to give a big shout out and hello to the Emerald Coast, all the way from Mississippi to Destin, Florida, as we're bringing in 1.4 million new viewers because we are going to be on WHBR. That's right. The VFM radio program, just that you're finally going to get a chance to be able to see us Monday through Friday at 2 p.m. Central Time. Of course, we're always going to be here on VFN Radio 24/7, live from 9 to 11 Central Time. But you're going to be able to see us on every day, that day, on WHBR. Find out your listings in the area. You can go to VFNTV.com to find out the times and locations for your area. But it's 2 p.m. Central Time, all the way from Mississippi to Destin, Florida. You'll be able to see us, VFN Radio, taking place. We are so excited about it.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the daily VFN Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com. VFN Radio is brought to you by friends like you and our underwriters. Find out more how you can join them by giving or how you, your business or ministry, can become an underwriter at VFNTV.com.